Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and Nancy DeCherney is here with me for Arts Up every Thursday on Juno Afternoon. And today you've brought your charming friend, Stephen Blanchette. Hello.
Hello.
You're the new Education Director for the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. I wanted the opportunity to sort of introduce you or let you introduce yourself to our listeners. So before we get to Arts Up, we're gonna talk about you for a bit.
Oh, great.
Well, first of all, how long have you been at your new role as Education Director?
I think I'm in my fifth week. Yeah, fifth,
very,
there, yeah.
Very short time.
Yes.
What made you want to take this position?
Well, a lot of the things I'm responsible for are things that I'm just have such a great passion for. You know, one of them is artists in the schools. And when I was looking at the position description, when I was looking at the website for the Humanities Council, back when we were considering moving to Juno, and I saw this position was opened up, I was just like, wow, that's just amazing. Because one of the big ones is artists in the schools. And I've been on the roster for many, many years, since the early 2000s, and have been all around the state doing arts education. And I've seen just the huge difference and amazing things that you see happen with young people and communities through this program. So to know that that was one of the things I was going to be advocating for, that was awesome because I just truly love it.
That's great. And you're taking on a number of other different programs as
sure.
well in addition
Lots.
To that. would you mind telling us a bit about your background and how you got here? I understand you're originally from Bethel.
Yes.
And you've had quite a distinguished career in the arts here in Alaska. So
yeah.
how's your past led you to the present?
Well, my Yupik name is Kachung Dagali. That's what most people know me back at home. Kachung is the name that was given with my family. And that's another story, but it's so that language and culture has been a huge part of my life personally and professionally, which kind of led me to where I am now. So being born in Bethel, that's the Yupik area, but I was also born half, you know, my father's from Philly. So I was half black, half Yupik.
Did you say Philly?
Yeah, from
Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania, everybody. So
I've heard of
we,
that.
Yeah, if you have heard of it. But my brother and I, we watched my mom like just travel around the world, just dancing, and being able to do that, sharing our culture, our Yupik culture. But we also had this, you know, this father that was a minister, that is a minister, and so he had a strong connection to his African American side and his black side, and was always instilling that in us. So, you know, we were like often like when I'd go to Philly, I'd be just straight up black, and when I'd be in the Ville, I'd be Ville, and so I was never just, you know, one thing. So we basically kind of mixed our cultures through music. So we started a group called Bumua about 27, 28 years ago, and which kind of just led us to being advocates for language, being advocates for culture and heritage and ceremony. So it's just that kind of just put me into positions where I would be there fighting for our way of life, fighting for our language. And so one of the positions I took up was at the Heritage Center, in Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. So doing that, working in arts and culture, it was just awesome. And my wife, she's thinking Haida, and we have two young children that we wanted. You know, they're going to be part of their Yupik life. I'm teaching them language. I'm teaching them Yupik. I speak to them in Yupik every single day. So we wanted them to be part of their, be close to their Thlinkit side and their Haida side. So the best way that we can think about that was just moving down here. And we made the decision. It was sometime late winter, like basically around February or March. and we just made the decision to make our move up here. And I was happy to see that this position was opened up, and she's working at a wonderful place over at Reach right now. So mm-hmm. We just feel like we're exactly where we need to be right now.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. We're very happy to have you. And I wanted to mention you're the one and only person I've ever heard of who identifies as African American. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing term. I know you've talked about this a little already. I'm sure it involved some code switching, whether you wanted to or not. But how did that like shape or influence the way you moved
through the world? Oh my gosh, that's an interesting story. We were, I was teaching some dancing and workshops at Seward High School, and the principal had gathered the whole school. We did an all-school assembly, and I was just instilling people that they should be really proud of who they are, no matter, especially there's so many of us that are mixed cultures. And I was saying that you can find ways to really blend that and uplift both. So I was like saying, yeah, look at me. I'm Yupik and I'm African-American. And I had never even thought of it. And I was like, yeah, just you can like even mix it in words. It's you freaking American. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that became my, Facebook and everything, and just kind of like became a thing. I actually have a coffee mug right here that we're going to be giving away as a door prize or a gift at the chamber, after hours chambers, this afternoon or this evening. And it's a mug that says, these plays on words. And so I'm all about that. So finding ways to be creative. Yeah.
I like to do that too, especially with Juno. The Juniverse is one.
Yeah. Juno.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Juniverse. And I also, you mentioned you were in the band Pamua, did I say that right? Pamua, you're a founding member. And I've heard that you're working on a solo project now. Is that correct?
I am, yeah. Okay. I'm working on an album right now, which is songs that we've never did in Pamua. And these are just kind of songs that when I'm sitting at home with my guitar, just kind of riffing, these are little songs I've written. And then there's some that I've just been inspired by. And there's a song that I have on the new album, on the upcoming album, which is a song written by David Boxley, and he's Simshan. He taught me this song, and it just spoke to me. And there's this beautiful composition of his traditional dance, which I turn into a song. So, and it's called The Gathering.
Excellent. So can we expect that single out soon?
Ah, yes. I actually just, my birthday was yesterday, and my wife got me a drum, but she didn't know. What she didn't know was that the song was not complete. There was one thing that was missing, which was a drum part.
Oh, how serendipitous.
I didn't want to use a Yupik drum on it, which I have. I wanted a Southeast drum, and I just never got my hands on one, in Anchorage. There's people I know, but some groups there, but I just never got my hands on one and brought it to the studio. So this song has been incomplete, and since last summer. And so I never told her that we've just been waiting on, a drum part to complete the song. And I got a drum made by a local Thlinkit artist here, and it sounds amazing, and I can't wait to record it.
Well, once it's out, please let us know.
We might get your
song played on the radio station.
You'll get it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for answering my question, Stephen.
Yeah,
and just one last one for both of you, since it's Arts Up, and we're going to talk about what's happening this weekend. Do you have any personal picks for the weekend arts and culture happenings?
Oh, first Friday. Yeah.
This week.
This the Friday, the block party.
Block party.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, not
this
first Friday,
second.
But the block
second
party.
Friday.
Second Friday. Second Friday. They're always first Fridays
They're
for
Fridays.
Me.
Yes, first and
every first Friday
of the week.
Yes. So the block party is the number one thing on the list. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a good time. How about you, Nancy?
Well, I'll be there too.
Yes.
So there we have it. We want to mention that Hamlet's running, and I think they're coming in next week for you to talk with them
but it's good to plug them now.
Yeah,
they
Hamlet
to come in
is
sooner.
Up and running. They have a female lead in it, and so it's exciting to see how they're doing that.
Who's playing the lead? Do you know?
Natalia Spengler.
Okay.
So it should be very exciting. And tonight, actually, the Thursday night is a Pay As You Can night. So it's a great opportunity to go do that. But it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No Sunday. Sorry. Don't get excited.
Theater of the Rough has a great website, so you can check out.
You can check it out.
For
and you can get tickets online at the bookstore and all that sort of thing. A couple of things: the block party. We have a little change in our performers. It's just going to be the Daughters of the New Moon. Arias and Chris aren't able to be there, which was too bad. I was looking forward to them, but the Daughters of the New Moon are going to fill in, and I think you can take belly dancing lessons. So you should definitely come.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, maybe I'll test the mic with my new drum.
That'd be a great combo.
You've mentioned the Lights of Liberty down at the park, and there's a second Saturday market on Saturday. There's an Eagle Crest road race. Sounds exciting. Four challenging race run distances. Starts at 9 in the morning. You can go out. You can go to our website, jahc.org, and go to the calendar and get all of the phone numbers and contact information. There's a Family Promise Battle of the Barbecue out at Shepherd of the Valley.
Yeah, they're going to be here tomorrow.
All right. It sounds like good food. So, and a bouncy house.
It could be really fun.
There's yoga in the park. There's Fire on the Moon at the Mendenhall Public Library. Politics and Science of Apollo 11 is happening on Monday. So there's a few things going on, but you know, it's just a beautiful week to be out and about, and I want to see y'all at the Friday block party.
That's great. The block parties are always a ton of fun, and thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Stephen, so much for being here. And we're just about out of time, but I do have a little surprise for you, Stephen. We've got Listen to the Stories live recording from Red Carpet Celebrations. So we're going to go out on that. And thanks for being here. Thanks for coming on the show today and being here for Arts Up. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.